The New Zealand Initiative is again calling for urgent action to secure the GP workforce and expand their role. It says a paper published in this month's New Zealand Medical Journal about GPs taking a tougher line on accepting new patients shows how broken the system is. The paper says more than three quarters of practices surveyed have closed their books to new patients or limited enrolments in the last 4 years. Emeritus Professor and co-author of the report, Des Gorman, is with us now. Good morning.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Very well, thank you. This is alarming. What is happening here? What are you seeing? I mean, literally, are they cherry-picking patients?
Look, I think there's been some tendency to that for a long time, Karen. If you think about the way in which the business model operates, basically they get paid to enrol somebody. And what you want to do, what you'll do intuitively is enrol people who are least likely to come and see you. So I know a lot of the general practitioners have thought that Murray Horn and I have been criticising them. But what we're criticising, in fact, is the business model, because humans are very predictable in their behaviour. And if you set up a business model which will generate perverse behaviour, don't blame people if they behave perversely.
So let's just talk about this in practice. So a new patient turns up at a GP's clinic, perhaps from out of town. They might be turned down because the clinic says, this is going to be a high needs person. They're going to require an awful lot of time of the GP. I'm not sure if we want. And actually, they're allowed to just turn them down?
Yeah, look, that's what's been happening. I think now a lot of the GP capitations are full, and so they're saying no to everybody. But I think there has been some selective enrolment for a long time. I think the other thing to remember, Karen, is that there's probably now 500,000 New Zealanders who aren't registered with any general practitioner.
So, okay, we know there's this shortage, and we know that it is an ageing workforce too, so it's probably not going to get much better. What is the solution here? Does the government simply have to increase the amount, the subsidy effectively, the amount that GPs get per patient so that they do take these people on?
No, look, I don't think there's a simple financial solution to this. Some of these practices have been running at a financial loss, so to pay them more means they'll be able to balance their books, but that doesn't mean you buy any more services. And so what needs to happen here, any money spent needs to be predicated against additional services or new services provided or better outcomes. And look, clearly there's a need to train more GPs and very clearly the need to recruit more, but both those measures have a significant lag time, which is why the only solution the government really should be doing at the moment is looking at the GPs in place and working with them to decide how best to keep them there, because as an observation, Corin, the Commonwealth Fund has reported that 40% of our GPs are making plans to retire. Now, if that occurs, that's a disaster. So the only reasonable response to this is to actually work with the GPs to find out what it would be that would keep them in place and to extend their roles. Now, look, clearly money will have part of that, but it's going to come down to privileges, and it's going to come down to what they're able to do, and it's going to come down to how much time they can spend with people. The solution is far more sophisticated than just more money per capita.
Is there any way, video telehealth, those sort of things, is there any way we get more nurse practitioners in to ease some of the load, more administration staff so doctors aren't having to do as much of the admin, which we know they say they're doing a lot of?
Yeah, the answer is yes to all of the above. Although, bear in mind, as a clinician, I can tell you there's a very big difference between a video consult and seeing a patient face-to-face. And the face-to-face consult is a far more intimate experience where you derive a lot more information than you do by video. But to give you a size and extent of the problem, we're going to need to add 300 more GPs to the workforce every year for the next decade just to stand still in terms of doctor-to-patient ratios. Now, if you look at our outputs from our medical schools at the moment, only 10 to 15% want to do general practice, which means we're going to need to recruit 200 doctors from offshore every year for the next decade to go into general practice just to stand still. So, look, all those measures you described make eminent good sense, but they really don't address the fundamental problem, which is that we need to actually retain the GPs we've got and extend their roles.
Much to think about there. Thank you very much for that. That is Emeritus Professor and co-author of a new report looking at the GP system and calling for some immediate action there to address what is going to be a shortfall. That is Des Gorman.